理课堂听 class.com。
Unit 8, Chinese-American Relations, A History, Part 1. The 19th Century to World War II. The 19th Century. In the 19th century, the United States was a relative newcomer to the area of international affairs. Relations with China really began not so subtly in the 19th century with its discriminatory immigration policy against China. The gold rush of 1849 in California, the building of railroads, and the American Industrial Revolution of the second half of the 19th century attracted many Chinese immigrants with dreams of the good life in America. At that time, it was perceived by most of the world that America was the land of opportunity, success, and wealth. As the Chinese population in the United States grew in size, pressures to limit the number of these coming into the United States became strong. Laws, such as placing a police tax on Chinese people in California in 1862 and the Chinese Exclusion Act passed in 1882, officially testified to blatant discrimination against Chinese people. The latter felt forced to congregate in areas of big cities such as San Francisco, New York, and Boston. Chinatown soon became part of American urban vocabulary. It seemed that the timid Chinese were susceptible to being pushed around. It appeared that Chinese and other Oriental immigrants were not welcome with open arms, but were welcome only when hard labor was needed to do the toughest jobs, especially in railroad construction and in the new industries that were fast developing at the time. It would be well into the 20th century before such discriminatory laws would be suspended. The early 20th century. During the second half of the 19th century, the United States was preoccupied with a civil war and a post-civil war industrial revolution. American foreign policy with China did not really take form until 1899 and 1900. By the turn of the century, the United States was ascending as a major player in international affairs, especially in the Western Hemisphere. American foreign policy at the time focused mostly on Latin America. However, in 1899, the Americans saw economic opportunities in an already politically suppressed China. For decades, European countries had been reaping the economic benefits by exploiting of the country's resources and markets while claiming chunks of territory as their own. It had become a closed club of the countries already established there. The United States, fearing that China was about to officially partition, wanted access to those lucrative assets as well. American Secretary of State John Hay, perhaps using some big stick and gunboat tactics, popular American strategies at the time, was well positioned to get the established foreign nations in China to conform to an agreement called the Open Door Policy for China. This benchmark, intervention by the United States, conferred on all countries equal and impartial trade with all parts of China while preserving the territorial and administrative integrity of the country. The American approach did little to respect China's customary opposition to foreign intrusion. To China, the United States was only one more country to bully it, to exploit its resources and sovereignty, and, further, to deny it of its autonomy, integrity, and dignity. This collective foreign presence, boosted by American interest, diffused any hope for China to break the chains of humiliating foreign occupation. The Chinese were virtually captives or prisoners in their own country. The United States did not deviate far from this economic policy toward China until the communist takeover in 1949.